Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting third. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Liss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bosman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Liss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Allen moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Liss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble strikes out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharpe hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Liss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torres. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Torres steals second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torres scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Alvarado moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Horta steals second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into center field. Torres picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Torres. Horta scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Melton reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Bill Sharpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharpe is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharpe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 1 in the game. Liss hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melton is walked intentionally. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Melton moves to third. Sharp moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton scores. Sharp scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermann moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Bean now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 2 in the game. Liss strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first, with Bean covering, for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvarado strikes out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Ellis moves to third. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-3 in the game. Liss strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Gamble moves to third. It's 8-4, White Sox. John Lowenstein pinch runs for Dave Duncan. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Gamble scores. Lowenstein moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.